Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday, the 17th of June. Day two of Royal Ascot. I'll come to that in a minute. I'm not going to get time this afternoon to do a... I'm not going to get a time this week, to be fair, to do live blogs. So it will just be the horses that are posted on Twitter, and I will cover Royal Ascot on here every day. I just haven't got time of an afternoon to sit and follow the racing and do it as I would normally. Right, what's been going on? Willie Thorne passed away, didn't he? What a shame. I was just talking to somebody yesterday about, and I think, again, I've said it on here before, they haven't got a lot of personality, sports people, they don't inspire me like, I mean, maybe I'm a bit older, but like... I think we lived through a right golden era in sort of mid-70s through to, I don't know, probably the early 90s in all sports of, you know, you had Alex Higgins, Jimmy White, Willie Thorne, people like that in snooker. Tennis, you had McEnroe, Connors, Becker. Golf, you had the likes of Ballesteros. Football, the likes of Gascoigne. You just had... whatever sport, you seem to have characters, and it's all a bit sterile now. There's so much money involved. They're all like clones of each other for me. Not many of them have got a person. All nice guys, don't get me wrong, but, you know, I look at golf, for example. Lovely guys, but, you know, Justin Rose, Luke Donald, Adam Scott, they're all like clones of each other. All set up the same way, swing it the same way, and just very pleasant people. But would you want to go and have a beer with them? And Willie Thorne was one of those characters, wasn't he? He was just a good character. Obviously, he had his own battles in life. I read his autobiography, which is worth a read, particularly Gamblers. So it's well worth a read. But, yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe he was only 66. But, yeah, rest in peace, Willie Thorne. And what else have we got? Old Matt Hancock getting... I mean, what Marcus Rashford has sort of done is absolutely brilliant. Footballers get criticised no end, and they do earn, in my opinion, far too much money. It's ridiculous. The whole finances of football is off the charts nonsense. You should sing their praises when they do good things. You know, they're first to be criticised at the start of this pandemic for they should play their part, this, that and the other. But absolutely brilliant what Marcus Rashford's done. And then old Matt Hancock comes out this morning, apparently, and gets his name wrong. And unlike the normal outrage and uproar, I don't actually have a problem with that, because we all misspeak and listen to this podcast enough, and you'll hear me do it enough times, so it is no massive big deal. Yeah, I understand he's going on telly, it's all over the news, and he should be, but the guy is an arse, and all that's happening with focusing on him misspeaking a name is it detracts from actually what a massive cock he is anyway, and all the other fuck-ups that he's made ever since he's been in government. I mean, he is an absolute knob end. He should take the hand out of his name and put the in there, Matt the Cock. I said it, you know, again in the election build up, absolute fucking disaster of a person for me. And focusing on him getting a name wrong detracts from actually what sort of human being he is. Him and Michael Gove are just two of a fucking peas in a pod for me, and they got their own Latin term, Bellus Endus. Both of them, fucking disgraceful people. I mean, how anybody, I don't know what constituency is Matt Hancock, I can't remember, but if you live in that constituency and you voted for him, you need to go and find a fucking great big mirror and have a look in it. Seriously, but yeah, I mean, we all misspeak, but he's saying Daniel Rashford is far from fucking his biggest... cock up, Matt the Cock. Right, let's get off that. I think I'm becoming an Excel sheet. Is it Tron, where the guy's sucked into the computer? I think I'm just going to be sucked into Excel. I can't get off it. Right, where are we? Horses, racing, Ascot. Yesterday we had a decent day, didn't we? We had nothing in the first. with the three I put up. And then we had Circus Maximus, won a great race, good finish in the second. And Marie's Diamond, which I gave you all, picked up third place at a nice price. Frankie did win the third race, and Miss Yoda, etc., were nowhere. And then we had a nice 18-1 winner in the fourth race, wasn't it? Was it the fourth race? Can't remember myself now. Absolutely flipping shambles. Let's open my sheet up. Was it the fourth race? Yeah, Pile Driver in the 3 o'clock, wasn't it? Yeah, Pile Driver in the fourth race, 18-1. Batash did win the sprint. And then we had a good finish in the 4.10, and we had first and second. Unfortunately, the big price, Agincourt, 28-1, got pipped and got beat by a head. Otherwise, that would be nice. And then the last disappointing, told you, Adam Kirby, garbage. Verdana Blue, though, came second. Not really fantastic. So we had a Marie's Diamond, nice place, Circus Maximus a winner, Agincourt Lad place, Nazifa winner, Pile Drive winning at 18-1. So it was a reasonable start. And on the horses I put up on Twitter, they were a nice few winners in there. And Paul again helps me with the results there. And just if you focus between sort of 3 and 10 in price, with those you'll have done very well. I know that's sort of after the fact, but just an area to look for going forward. I know it's easy when I put them up and I say do them as you wish. Big prices don't win very often, that's why they are that price. And whilst if you did focus on the smaller prices, there may be a 20-1 winner and you go, oh, that was on the list, why didn't I back it? Just using your logic, if you didn't back everyone, or if you had more money on the smaller prices, you'd do better. Again, it's all very well going, oh, I would have had a 20-1 winner, but how many other bets would you have had at that price that lost if you do them all? So, as I say, I just put them on there for people to look at for your information. You don't have to use them, you can look at them, you can take the piss out of them, do whatever you like, people. Right, let's run you through Ascot Day 2, again, I've got a few races on the horses that I've put up on Twitter, that's up there, but let's just run you through each race. Right, 115, I like the look of... where is it? Hang on, there's so many in the race. I mean, it's another big 24 runner handicap, but I like Salael, ridden by Atzini, Roger Farian's mount. Red Bond, good price, 25-1, Callum Rodriguez, and Brian Epstein, Beatles manager. He's gonna have to go, so many. So Salael, Red Bond, and Brian Epstein. What are they at the moment? 10-1, 25-1, and about 16-1. So that is the first at Ascot. The second in the 150. Only eight runners. This is one that's up on Twitter. Julian Elcano and Berlin Tango. And a big price, I like Mascot. Again, Ralph Beckett, Harry Bentley, I put one of theirs up yesterday. Mascot at a big price. And Julian Elcano and Berlin Tango. That's the 150. The 225 at Ascot. Again, these ones are on the Twitter horses. Convict, Tom Marcond and Haggis. And then Arthurian Fable. Martin Dwyer's mount, and then again one at a big price, Richard Hughes's horse, Shane Kelly on board. Summer on Seven Hills. Summer on Seven Hills was 80 at 11 o'clock. So Convict, Arthurian Fable, and Summer on Seven Hills in the 225. 3 o'clock, big race. I like the favourite Japan in this. I think Adib may well run well, but I like Japan, 89 Brian. Ryan Moore's only about 6-4. And the one I like for the place. Again, I think it just depends. Adib may grab second, but at the prices, I like Hedman, Roger Charlton's horse. So Japan to win. Adib will be there or thereabouts, but I think Hedman will try and grab second place. So Japan and Hedman are my two in that race. One of those where I could have picked three, but it's only seven runners. 3:35. Another 24 runner handicap for class two, 3-year-old pluses. I like Kinrin, Ben Curtis mount at 24. These are 11 o'clock prices. Kazar, Ryan Moore's mount, which I do think this will run a good race at 24. And Baltic Baron is 38, the mount of Daniel Tudhope. So Baltic Baron, Kazar and Kinran in the 3:35. And where's next? 3:35. 4:10. I like Vine for Favouritism, Tacticals Chances with James Doyle on board. And then again, I've got two at nice prices. Get It at 18 and Victory Heights at 42. So Tactical, Get It and Victory Heights, sort of race there where I'd back Get It and Victory Heights and have a cover bet on Tactical, similar to the Agincourt race yesterday. And 4:40, again I think these three are on Twitter. Fujaira Prince, again vying for favouritism, second favourite I think at Zini and Varian again, like that, and two at a price, Deal a Dollar and Floating Artist, Deal a Dollar 60, Floating Artist 14.5. So that is Ascot for the day, and as I say, there's other horses up on the blog. Up on Twitter, we've got a couple at Beverley, only nothing, is, I think there's three meetings today, Ascot, Beverley, Chelmsford. So I've got three Ascot races at Twitter and a couple of races, or three races at Beverley. Couldn't find anything at Chelmsford that interested me at form or prices. So that is the racing. I will keep trying to post those every day on Twitter. It's getting harder with the football, I'm not going to lie, to get them done and fit them in. But I will keep trying my best to get them out to you. It just means I can't do anything, can't go anywhere, can't leave the house. Nobody leave, everybody stay where you are. Obviously, because it's non-stop. Right, what have we got? What else have we got? Fussball. We got the late first half goal at Bayern Munich. Odds, needle written that off in Norway. Yeah, there's 90 minutes plus in a football match. You'd all written it off. And of course, tonight we've got the Premier League is back. As I keep saying, I haven't missed it at all. But who have we got in the Premier League? We've got the old Villa going down. Villa going down against Sheffield United. And then what a lovely way to start the comeback, watching the old Goons get absolutely fucking whacked from 8:15 onwards. I might have to put that on. I thought I wasn't going to watch a lot of football, but I think we might have to put that on just to cheer me up, just to set a nice, make me sleep like a baby. Watch the old Goons getting a few put past them by the old Man City tonight. So I've got nothing in those games. Obviously, it's first games back. Reports of different levels of fitness amongst teams. I think even some were being accused of having covert training missions during lockdown because of the difference in fitness levels. So it'll be that wait and see. There's 3-0 wins in the Bundesliga last night, and that'll upset a few. And the old conspiracy theorists, 75% that is, 75%. Normally it's only about 46%. There you go. Right, where am I today? Come on, stop just talking complete and utter bollocks and do something, man. Right, in the Primera Liga at Pacos Ferreira, if it is whatever scoreline at 70 minutes, if there hasn't been a second half goal at Pacos Ferreira, versus Belenenses, then just drip laying the current scoreline, providing it's not one of the any other home wins or any other away wins. So from 0-0 through to 3-3, any of those scorelines at half time, and there's not a second half goal by the 70th minute, drip lay the scoreline or the relevant under over market from 70 minutes onwards, and I do it through to sort of 70 to 80 minutes. I gave you both teams to score yesterday, absolutely flat as a pancake. I'm going to give you another one today. This could be a new me. Absolute do your bollocks on the both teams to score. Dortmund Mainz. I hate the market. If this one doesn't win, I'm never giving one out on here again. Dortmund Mainz, both teams to score. And I've got a little first half goal number as well somewhere, but I can't find it. Is it there? No. Oh, there it is. Yeah, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. Osasuna versus Atletico Madrid. Osasuna Atletico Madrid. If it's 0-0, 25 minutes, drip lay a first half goal. Osasuna Atletico Madrid. Right, that's it. We've done racing. We've done football. Done Ascot. I've got nothing else. I genuinely haven't. I think I'm done and dusted. It's what is it? I'll do the Villa story another day. I'm too busy today. Where are we? 16 minutes 25 seconds of me talking waffle. Have a lovely Wednesday. Sam, fractured tooth. I knew I had something else. She's got a fractured tooth. I should have hit her harder. So she's got to have that out next week. Managed to knock out about a grand yesterday. And the old dentist, and then all of a sudden she needed new glasses. It's like everything's opened, I've got to go. She's like them, but where people rushing a McDonald's, she's going for an MOT. So glasses and dentist, it was yesterday. Needs new glasses all of a sudden. The old tooth's got a fracture in it. How'd you fracture your tooth? I mean, only she could do that. Flipping useless. So that's out next week. Right, crack on. Enjoy yourselves. What is it? I got invited to play Royal St George's Golf Course yesterday and had to turn it down. I'm still in mourning about it. Absolutely ruined me, that did. I could have been out there playing Royal St George's. Remember they were going to have the Open, so it would have been set up beautifully. And, I had to turn it down to sit in my head in flipping Excel sheets. Things I do. Oh, well, never mind. Right, what is it? Wednesday the 17th. It is now 11:58. This has been an FTS production for Excel Services. Disappear. Have a lovely day, team.